Welcome to Renewables in Action,
the podcast that gives you all the information you want to know about renewable energy across the world.
Do you want to understand the renewable energy sector, its trends, business models, and insights? Are you interested in learning about the challenges and opportunities, as well as how you or your business can thrive in this new world? Welcome to Renewables in Action, the show that helps you realize your potential in this industry, which is the fastest growing source of energy in the world. Here is your host, former automotive engineer turned clean energy entrepreneur and expert, Tony Tiu.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Renewables in Action, your premier podcast for diving deep into the world of renewables energy with a global lens. Today, we embark on a captivating journey through the vibrant and also diverse landscape of renewables energy in Latin America, a region at the forefront of the global energy transition. In this episode, we will look meticulously at three enriching segments to provide you with a comprehensive view of Latin America renewable energy saga. So if you remember, we already have a similar episode talking about renewable energy sector in Africa, but also recently in Europe. So now it's time for Latin America. The idea for us is very simple, to give you a better idea of what the sector looks like on each continent. First up, we're going to be looking at some key facts that will lay the groundwork with essential statistics and figures that will paint a clear picture of the renewable energy sector in this dynamic region. We're going to be looking at installed capacity, but also have an idea of the investment flow that will provide you with the numbers that matters and offering a solid foundation to understand the scale and significance of renewables energy in Latin America. After that, once we've looked at the facts, so we're going to take you through the journey of renewables energy in Latin America. In this segment, I promise you that we're going to have a deep dive on the history and the evolution of renewables energy in the region, from the early days to hydroelectric power, to the current boom of wind and solar. So we're going to explore how Latin America has harnessed its vast natural resources and innovative spirit to become a global leader in renewables energy. Finally, we're going to be looking at the current energy and renewable energy outlook. In this segment, we will look at the present, but also the future of renewable energy landscape in Latin America. We're going to take a look at the current trend, challenges, and opportunity, and see how policy, technology, investment are shaping the future of renewables energy in the region. This forward-looking perspective will probably give you some insight as to what we can expect from Latin America's green energy transition in the years to come. So I promise you, we're going to have a very, very exciting episode. So tune in as I will take you to this enlightening journey to the heart of Latin America renewable energy revolution, looking at the challenges, but also celebrating some successes that we've seen, looking ahead to a sustainable and energy independent future. Welcome to Renewables in Action. Stay tuned, guys. Okay, we're going to start with looking at some of the key facts. Because, so when I'm taking it to this journey, I'm always saying it's very, very important for us to have an idea what we're talking about. What are the key facts that we can look at for that region to give us an idea whether we have something that is quite significant or not. First of all, I want to talk to you about the population. The population in Latin America, if you do not know, it's about 640 million. That's about 8% of the global population. So definitely not insignificant, right? And the bulk of this population will be actually seen in the six major countries. And if you're looking at the economy, so the GDP that was generated by this region in 2020, so we're talking about the $12 trillion. That's about 7% of the global GDP. So again, not insignificant, yeah. So something that you definitely want to consider. And what is actually quite interesting, it's greenhouse gas emissions. Because the region has emitted in 2020 about 3,064 million tons. And what you need to know is actually this number is actually decreasing. Because It started at around 890 million tons. That was in 1990s. And it actually peaked in 2014, where we had 3,400 million tons. And now it's coming down to 3,064, as I mentioned. And that represents about 5% of the world CO2 emissions, right? So you remember, so when we're covering the continent of Africa, we're saying that Africa was about generating 2%. Latin America is 5%. So we're still in continent that I would say are not really responsible for the main challenge that we are seeing here. But clearly as well, like other people will be suffering as well greatly. In terms of the electrification, South America or Latin America, it's doing extremely well as well, right? Because we have almost close to 100% of electrification rate. In fact, it's specifically 98%. So that was on 2021. And again, this figure as well has been increasing, right? Because in 1992, what we had was 88%. So we actually bump up 10% in a matter of what? 30 years or so? Not bad, right? Yeah, excellent, excellent. And in terms of the renewable energy capacity, because obviously, as you know, this show is called Renewables in Action. So obviously, we can talk about renewables, right? The renewables energy capacity in Latin America as of 2022, it was about 314 gigawatts. So not insignificant. That's actually quite good, I must admit, because that's slightly less of half of what we see in Europe. Europe is actually leading the world in here, or at least one of the regions leading the world in here. So that's slightly less than that, because in Europe we have 700, so slightly less than that. But what is important is actually that renewable energy capacity in Latin America, as of 2022, it's about twice the overall power capacity in the continent of Africa. So it gives you some perspective, because like I say, so when I give it to you like that, you could see how region is performing one against the other. So it helps you to better assess and to appreciate. So I'm hoping that you're taking note. If you're not taking note, what are you doing? And how does it split? So the wind energy in Latin America capacity, the wind energy capacity is about 44 gigawatts and the solar, it's about 45. So it's actually quite close. And in terms of country leading this renewable energy revolution, we can see five countries. The leader, obviously, would be Brazil. And then we have Mexico, you have Venezuela, Argentina, and also Colombia. So that those are the five countries that you could see. So Latin America, it's a region that I also visited. So I've been to a couple of countries already there. It's a very, very interesting region. And it's one of the regions with the highest level of inequality. So that's probably want to know that. You could see that when you're looking at the energy-related emission profile, you know, where you have the richest 10% of the population that accounts for 40% of the total emissions. You know, the richest people, like I say, they have a lot of devices, you know, a lot of wealth, you know, stuff. So obviously, guess what? They're polluting a lot. That's what we tend to see. And overall, we're talking about, we do still have a number of people over there that don't have access to electricity, less than 20 million, but it's something that we can't say, we can't ignore, right? So a just transition calls for universal access to modern energy at affordable price. And definitely should involve communities and ethnic groups. And even if we only have less than 20 million people, like I say, with access to electricity, it's still good to look at those people, right? Access to energy, as I say, it should almost be considered as something that is a universal right. That's what I see that. What is important to notice as well in Latin America, it's half of the country in the region have pledged net zero emission by the mid-centuries or earlier. And those half of the countries, you know, it represents 65% of the GDP in the region, you know, and 60% of the energy-related CO2 emissions. So I would say that is good. Yeah, like every region's, there is a need here to boost investments with clean energy technology to reach energy-related emissions reductions goal. And that's, I believe, what will probably happen. After looking at those key facts, as we just saw in that first part of the call, I'm hoping that you actually picked up some note and it gave you a brighter image of the region in terms of the statistic. But what I want to do now is to take you to the journey of renewables energy in Latin America. Because as I say, the more we get familiar with those places, the more we can compare one region against the other, it's not the better it is for us to appreciate the journey of the sector to see where we are and where we can go, right? And learn as well from our past. So the genesis of renewables energy sector in Latin America, it can actually be traced back to the region's early recognition of its abundant natural resources and also the potential for harnessing this for power generation. In fact, it's important to know, and it's quite fundamental, and you will see why, because we see it a number of times. But the journey began with the hydroelectric power. You know, we here leveraging the Latin American vast river system. They're huge, right? So I'm sure you heard of them. You know, Amazon is one of them, yeah. So you heard of it, yeah. And it gradually expanded into other forms of renewables energy as the global understanding of renewable technology advance. Yeah. So hydroelectric power role, you know, it's clearly a cornerstone for renewables energy in Latin America. It cannot be overstated. So the sector inceptions clearly dates back to the late 19th, but also early 20th centuries. When you had countries beginning to explore to utilize their water resources for electricity generation. I give you an example. You know, in Brazil, you know, the first hydropower plant was called Marmelas. It actually commenced operation in 1889. Yes, 1889, more than 100 years ago. And similarly, in other countries like Argentina, Chile, they started developing their hydroelectric capacity in the early 90s. And these early developments were driven by the need to support the growing urban areas, but also industrial activities with a reliable local energy source. That's what I always say, and we should really realize that. All the economic growth we're talking about in any and every country, you can do without a source of energy. Energy literally is everything. I know I was discussing recently to somebody, you know, we're talking about the political independence and the energy independence. And I was making a point that it is not possible to achieve independence if you don't have your energy independence. Suffice to say that the substantial investment in hydroelectric power laid the groundwork for renewables energy development in the region, showcasing in some respect the technical viability, but also the economic benefit of leveraging natural resource power generation. And what we saw is that over time, you know, as the environmental concern gained prominence and the cost of renewable energy technology decreased, Latin America, just like the rest of the world, you know, focused on expanding wind and solar power. And when we had in the 1970s, the oil crisis, it really in this region served as well as a critical turning point. But not just in this region, globally, it's fair to say, clearly prompting a re-evaluation of energy policy and a search for more sustainable and secure energy sources. Latin America was simply no exception to it. The crisis underscored the risk of heavy reliance on imported fossil fuel and sparked interest in diversifying those energy sources, including renewables. And in the 1990s and early 2000s, what we could see advancement in technology, the decreasing cost of wind and solar power, prompting Latin America an urge to explore and invest in this sector. Countries with favorable conditions for wind and solar, like Chile, Atacama Desert, or Brazil, the northeastern region, you know, they began a project to harness these resources. You also have policy framework incentives such as phasing tariff, auction. They were introduced in several countries, I must say, to attract investment and stimulate the growth of renewables. And these periods saw an increased awareness on climate change and environmental impact of conventional energy sources, which further propelled the adoption of renewable energy policies and projects across the region. International cooperation and development funding, they clearly played a role as well in supporting renewable energy initiative and helping to overcome the initial financial technical barrier. So that's what the journey of renewable energy has been in Latin America. So you could see some similarities with other regions. But clearly here, like also in Africa, so hydropower has been fundamental and still going to play a fundamental role going forward. Now, have a look at the story of renewable energies. Where are we now? What is the current situation? This is the next segment that I want to develop with you. Where are we now? So fossil fuel account for around 2/3 of the region energy mix. You know, but what is quite important to mention in here that this is considerably lower than the 80% global average. Yes. And why do we have that? Is because we have 60% share of renewables in electricity generation. You know, hydropower. Hydropower, I talked about it before, you know, counts alone for 45% of electricity supply in the region. And this long-standing position explains why the CO2 emissions are low. Did I say, if you remember, I said the CO2 emissions for the region, it's only 5%. And in Costa Rica and Paraguay, almost all electricity supply is from renewable sources. Fossil fuel dominates in many end-use sectors, and oil is notably the primary fuel used in transport. So I could see transport as being one of the next revolutions that we will see in this region. However, we should also mention that the share of biofuel in road transport is twice the global average. So Latin America and the Caribbean account for 5% of all global energy-related greenhouse gas emissions since 1971. That we know, but representing as well, you know, 8% of global GDP over the period of time. That we know as well. The region is a net exporter of crude oil, coal, but a net importer of oil products and natural gas. And as we're talking about biofuel, so you probably will know that the dominant player here has to be Brazil with ethanol, right? Heard about it already? I'm sure you did. So Latin America, and if I can add the Caribbean, because we sometimes obviously add the Caribbean into that, they're represented by 8% of the global population, I could say, and 7% global economy. But they can play a much bigger role in the new energy economy because they have large oil and gas resources. They can help diversify oil and gas supply in the near term. But they're also making strides in developing and exporting advanced biofuel, low emission hydrogen, and ramping up as well the production of critical material that will be essential to clean energy technologies. Yeah. And the region, they have a lot to secure, a lot of ingredients, you know, for achieving secure, affordable, and rapid transition. And Latin America, success there will bring many benefits to the rest of the world. Because this region, so it's very important to mention, they have ample renewable energy resources. And they present an opportunity to make the electricity sector in Latin America one of the cleanest in the world, if not cleaner. And when we're looking at various scenarios moving forward in order to move towards a possible energy transition, we could see that the renewable energy sources, they would outpace electricity demand growth in all scenarios. They will most likely raise their supply from 60% that we have today to 2/3 in 2030 and 80% in 2050. So there is a lot of opportunity coming. So are you ready? Do you have the right product, the right service? Are you in this part of the world? So if not, why not? Because I'm telling you, this is an opportunity for you just to step into that. And hydropower, especially if you're a hydropower company, that's a region that should interest you. That is the foundation of the region electricity supply for decades. And I don't see that turning anytime soon. It would provide the bulk of the electricity that we have as it is now in Brazil, in Colombia, Costa Rica, Ecuador, Panama, Paraguay, and Venezuela. All these places rely, you know, significantly on hydropower. But why the growth prospects are more limited in the future due to economic and social concern? Because it's fair to say that the region, like many places as well, has suffered a lot from COVID and also the war in Ukraine. Nevertheless, even in those contexts, hydropower represents a huge source of flexibility. probably a lot more flexible than whether you would have solar wind at times. So what will be critical here as well is the share of solar PV in wind electricity generation. According to many projections, we could see that that share of solar PV, but also wind, would double by 2030. From the current 8% today that it represents, to reaching the 40% by 2050. And what we're expecting is a number of user suspects that would drive these revolutions. We're talking about Brazil here, Mexico, Chile, Argentina. They are definitely leading the way in solar PV and wind development. Obviously, we cannot mention natural gas because if we continue to generate the quarter of the electricity by 2030, that is what we are expecting as coal and oil decline rapidly. Now, all of it wouldn't make sense, right? If I'm not talking to you about what matters the most. Have you guessed it? Yes, I want to talk about the money a little bit. I won't spend too much time on it, as I say. So all we do in this episode today is to give you a broader view of what is success look like in the region, Latin America, so that you get a certain understanding. So globally speaking, Latin America is one of the lowest level of energy investment, so as a share of GDP. In fact, if we're looking at the stat, it stood below 3% between 2014 and 2022. And as a matter of comparison, it was about 5% for Eurasia and also the Middle East and North Africa, and nearly 4% in Sub-Saharan Africa. So definitely here, the level of investment, it tends to be low. And countries in the region, they face challenges related to energy infrastructure because this is something that still need to be properly developed, you know. And some of those challenges would include an outdated and inefficient electricity grid, but they would go as well to limited deployment, modern technology storage and distribution system. Yes, you've had government in Latin America of spending about $14 million on clean energy transition since 2020. So which is about 15% of what has been spent in total in emerging market and also developing economies. And most of this has been for clean cooking technologies, low emission electricity generation and network. And with the crisis that we had in 2022, the primary focus has been on keeping energy service affordable, you know, manageable for the population, because you could see it was an outcry everywhere in the world. People was actually struggling, including those different businesses that we could be seeing. Yeah. So as of June 2023, you have about $33 billion that has been mobilized to look at energy services affordable within particular emphasis of transport fuel. Because I told you that transport was another big area where we needed to see some more development. It looks like it will happen, you know. So some of the experts are looking at that. So refining the scope by the support here, I mean the $33 billion that would be needed to provide energy services affordable with a particular emphasis of transport fuel. So refining the scope of support provided would help leverage government to boost the uptake of clean energy technology in the region. So I hope it gives you an idea of what the current situation is, where we're going, and how as the finance are looking at for you. Was it clear? Excellent. That is great. So now let's wrap up this episode. So as we wrap up today's journey throughout the renewable energy landscape in Latin America, it is clear that this region stand at a pivotal moment of its green transition. And they're not the only one, right? So it's all pretty much the same for all the other continents. From the insightful key fact that anchor our understanding of the sector through the rich history of renewable energy development, and to the current outlook that promises growth amid challenges, I believe Latin America is undeniably charting course towards a more sustainable and resilient energy future. And the stories of innovation, the stories of commitment, the stories of progress that we will share, it would underscore the potential for renewable energy, not just as a tool for environmental stewardship, but also as a driver of economic prosperity and social equity across Latin America. And this continent desperately needed. Remember, I told you that that's where we're seeing some of the biggest inequalities in terms of social class. So doing something to close that would be really fantastic. Yeah, that is what we want to see. And the stories of innovation, commitment, progress, they underscore the potential for renewable energy, you know, as a tool to drive change, as I mentioned. So I would like to look at obstacle that remains, but saying that the forward momentum, it's palpable. It's fueled by the region's abundant natural resources, policy evolution, but also, you know, unyielding spirit of the people. So last but not the least, I can only thank you for joining us, Renewables in Action, as we explore the transformative power of renewables energy in Latin America. I sincerely look forward to continuing this journey together with you, covering the advances, celebrating the victories, navigating the challenges on renewables energy landscape around the world. That's where we're going to sign up. And until next time, keep embracing action for renewable and sustainable future. Guys, I'll see you next time for another episode. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to this episode of Renewables in Action. I hope you learned one or two things today. If you have, please do take action. Also, subscribe, rate, and review the podcast in Spotify or Apple Podcasts or any other platform that you like. You can reach out to me, Tony T, on LinkedIn to connect, to share your feedback. I look forward to speaking with you. Until then, may the sun be with you. See you next time on the Renewables in Action podcast.